gone, gone, the damage done.
Alright, we'll close it out. A little damage is done, my friend, here on a Tuesday. I'll go first.
You always go first. Why are you announcing it?
I'm lashing out. I'm sorry. It's been a rough day.
You want to go first? I'll let you go first.
No.
Go first.
It's been a rough
day. You're right.
Day.
I do hog the ball. Go ahead.
Damage is done.
So, me and Tobin had a show first. We both shut the mic down and walked out.
I think if nothing can top this damage is done right now.
And I need to explain to you why. Because, again, I don't listen to nothing nobody says right now. It's about doing. But the fact that Chris Greer said, I guess we need to invest money in the offensive line, right? When your quarterback getting broken up, you couldn't run for social distancing. And Liam Eichenberg played three positions. The damage is done. We already know. We already know. Right? Somebody said, should he be fired? He should be fired already. Like, I don't know. I just think that anybody in that position, right, when you make a pick that doesn't work out, you're deemed a bad GM, but if you look around the league, like the teams that get really lucky and have their second, third, and fourth round picks work, those are usually teams that end up being like Detroit. So you have to, there's a lot of luck that goes into that. I'm mad at him about what he did with the offensive line and what he did with Van Ginkle. That's it. But I'm not perfect either, so I don't know.
You're pretty perfect, dude. My damage is done.
Call me an idiot 2 minutes ago.
I still love you.
Damage is done.
My damage
when
is done.
When someone calls one an idiot, that just means I love you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Dude, we almost got in a fist fight in Dallas because you didn't know what time it was.
It's very confusing to me. Central time messes me up, dude. My damage is done. I am a little bit sleepy poos at the end of this show today because I was up till 1 in the morning to watch my favorite basketball team blow a 17-point fourth quarter lead, choke in the first overtime because they couldn't hit free throws, and then unable to corral DeMar DeRozan, who's older than everybody but somehow is in better shape than everybody at the end of that game. And I'm just hurting. Miami Heat, but specifically Eric Spoelstra. Dude, tall time is a thing, and you're just going to have to embrace it. I don't know what to tell you. We're sitting here, and Khalil Ware and Nikola Jovic are killing it. And you're just like, smaller doses. I guess I just don't know why.
My favorite is his explanation. They have earned the right to... But so if they go from 25 minutes to 13, did that mean that they disgrace themselves?
I don't know. But I just, you know, crazy me. But damage is done, Spo. Jennifer?
Yeah, can you give a damage is done to yourself, Jennifer?
For fake roll call?
Yeah.
You know what? You continue doing this whole thing where you're lashing out on me, and I really don't appreciate it. But you know
what?
I'm going to let it go.
You're the one that did a roll call.
I'm going to let it go.
Okay.
Very mature.
Yeah.
Okay. New year. My damage is done.
Same old J-Fig.
I'm not changing. I'm an amazing version of myself.
All right, we're listening.
Thank you. Despite landing most of his punts this season, the damage was done when the Cowboys, Brandon Aubrey, hit this cheerleader right in the head.
Oh, I saw that.
Knocking her down.
Damage is done.
On the sidelines as she's just doing her job.
That was rough.
I mean,
that's concussion protocol.
It was hard seeing that replay.
Knocked her right in the noggin.
Really?
Knocked tears right out of her eyes.
Really? Oh, come on. It's a football. Nobody ever been concussed from hitting a football.
No.
From 50 yards out?
That's concussion protocol.
When have you ever hit with a football when you're not wearing a helmet?
Look at that.
Exactly.
No, because I have
and
hands.
And she was moving it real.
No, she wasn't looking, dude, because you got to face...
Yeah.
You got to say, rah-rah, sesboomba. You got to face the crowd, not the field.
What is... What is the...
What was she saying? What was she cheering?
What was the chant?
What was it?
Rah,
you
rah.
Think that's what they're doing?
That's what they say.
Something about a
no, they don't. Pool.
Firecracker, firecracker, boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom. I've heard that. Brr, it's cold in here.
Dude.
The fact
they
that
don't
you do, know that.
Cheerleaders don't do that no more.
Oh, they do that.
They dropping it like it's hot. Have you ever been to a high school game?
No.
It is crazy.
Now, is that more of a... Like it's changed over the years.
Yes,
a Miami thing or
no.
Well, not a Miami.
I've been
anymore.
To cheer competitions, and you leave there with a damn migraine because everybody has their mixtape sound the same.
Yeah,
it's a boom, boom.
Really?
You would swear you're at Ultra, not
yeah,
a cheer
but you're
competition.
You're going to intangible boom, 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 cheer.
No, do everything. It's all amongst. Every
genre. But you
genre.
Can tell the difference between the tangible.
You really can't. You really,
oh, really?
Can't.
They're all doing the same.
No, the non intangibles are better, but it's you know. But they're dancing to the same mixtape.
Like you see them, and then you see your dance crew.
Well, in fairness to myself, she's not there for the dancing. She's up there for the.
Oh, she's the
flying squirrel.
The flyer, right?
Could you imagine first day at first
that photo disturbs me. Stop putting
first,
it on.
First day at cheer camp or whatever tryouts, they point everybody out. You're definitely a bass spinner.
You would say that, Leroy. You would.
Where else to put it? You're bass, right?
Flying frog. What do you got for us?
Well, you know me, I'm a sucker for beef, but this is no cheeseburger and no rap beef. This instead is a beef amongst bigs. If you have paid attention in the past, you have seen exchanges between Shaquille O'Neal and Dwight Howard.
Oh yeah, those guys hate each other.
This was a while back. Dwight Howard posted, "What's up? Let's make some bread," in reference to a celebrity box.
Yeah, I think Shaq and Gronk were at the Tyson fight, and they said they were going to make a celebrity boxing league.
Correct. And Shaq's response to Dwight, as it usually is, "You have to have rings to fight me." Long story short. Other exchanges in the past that we've seen, a roast battle, you know, and, you know, Dwight Howard's usually lighthearted with these, and Shaq is always like, "I only battle champions, little man. Focus on getting a ring." He's always taking it very seriously. But it seems their beef has reached a new level. In 2025, Dwight Howard doesn't have time for that.
Mm.
My damage is done goes to Shaquille O'Neal.
Damage wow. Done.
And... it's because he made me side with Dwight Howard, who I don't necessarily care for. I don't hate him as much as Shaq does, but I wouldn't necessarily consider him the pillar of maturity. But in this tweet here, this is Shaq, who is saying that the fact that Dwight Howard, you think that I care about you is funny. He says he won't ever bring up your name again. You're sensitive. You're a jokester that can't take a joke. Won't ever say your name again. Have a great day. You've been deleted. And then proceeds with a bunch of hashtags.
Who's Shaq think he is? Larry Zonka?
This guy is hashtagging like he's...
hashtag stay off podcasts.
Like, what? I don't need any validation. You do. You got to show respect to get respect, which I don't think Shaq has ever shown Dwight Howard. I think ever since that Superman thing at the...
Yeah, they'd be for a long time.
It's really been Shaq kind of just like... hating on
when he was like, "Hey, wait. You're beefing with Kobe. That's my bit."
Yeah,
his hashtags. He might as well just wrote it all out
for sure. For sure,
that's how people used to hashtag.
He also
like,
is probably a fan of the show. He said, "You're dead to me."
Mm. Now you're dead to me.
I think that's how people used to hashtag like back in 2013.
Yeah,
you know, your subliminal message was your hashtag.
It's true.
But before it was a tool to search for something.
But this was Dwight's response to that.
Oh, geez,
very long. So I'm gonna give you the synopsis. in reference to Shaq saying, "You think that I care?" Dwight Howard responds, says, "I know you care. Your insecure ass has been hating and talking bleep for 20 years. You're too big to be this insecure, and I hope you don't bring my name up again. 52 years old and still tweeting me, still hating. Now you want to say it's a joke." He claims that Shaq is jealous of Kobe, Penny, D-Wade, and Charles as well. He goes to threaten him on revealing a 5-paragraph DM Shaq must have sent him. But long story short, it had me thinking, 52 years old, still getting into beefs with Dwight Howard, huh, Shaq?
Shaq is an OG tweeter, though. He was one of the first people that was really on Twitter.
For sure, but at what point do you, like, we get it, Shaq, you're better than Dwight Howard. Like, we get it, dude. Like,
Shaq can't get in the ring with him.
Why are you so angry? No, he can't. I mean, I'm sure he's broken and brittle at this age, but at this point, Dwight Howard seems to be the more mature of the two big men and truly taking the high road. And you know what? Congratulations, Dwight Howard. I'm proud of you. Shaq, grow up, dude. Damage is done.
I always feel like Marcos is on the wrong side of celebrity beefs.
You got Shaq always
feel like, does it always feel like, yeah, of course I have Shaq.
Also, if they're responding back to each other, like, and there's paragraphs, how is that really being the bigger person?
But like, how do you, don't you always feel like Marcos picks the wrong side?
Okay. Name them.
I mean, first DeMar DeRozan and Drake.
Drake.
Drake versus Kendrick Lamar.
Okay, so everything just goes back to LeBron. Drake. It's just Drake. You're just saying Drake. You know, who picked the wrong one between Sabonis and Bam?
Last night, me.
Last night? What about the game winner before? What about every single time?
It's not every single time.
Every time you say something about Sabonis, he goes off.
King Sabonis is having a moment. I'll give him credit where
credit. A moment? It's been like 2 years.
Pacers Sabonis couldn't stand up to Bam.
It's been longer than 2 years.
It hasn't been longer than 2 years.
It's been longer than I'll
it just
say.
Feels it because I always make it to be a big event, but they only face each other twice a year.
Yeah, but he always goes for 20 and 15, 20.
He got the upper hand this year. But this is the first time the Kings have swept the Heat in
didn't
years.
Didn't he have a triple-double?
Huh?
Last night?
So did Jaime Jaquez. Big deal.
Missed free throws.
Triple-doubles are overrated. They almost had a triple-double with steals.
Okay. Maturing is realizing I'm actually the only one on this show that's right about his takes.
What?
It's true.
You're not right about any takes.
Leroy says crazy things about food all the time. You say crazy things about players because you're emotional. Your heart's in the right place. Jay Fig's angry. We can't ever trust what she says.
She does have a bad temper.
She's very angry.
Look at her, she's gonna kill you.
Look at her. That's just one thing. She's been like, here for 30 minutes.
You know,
you in that ugly shirt. You see, watch out.
When you know when she does that eyebrow thing, she starts rubbing her eyebrow like she got like it's like a nervous twitch.
That's the toe.
I went over it with Stunt and Steve. I'm at least 2 for 4. I say 3 for 4 on my
you
last.
You wanted Odell Beckham Jr.
I was totally wrong about that one. Not at this moment.
We fought a whole Tobin is out show over this.
Yeah. And then I had to fight the whole internet when I said he made a career off of one cat.
All right, everybody. That's our show for today. We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow. Bam Adebayo, Bismack Biyombo, samesies. Bam Adebayo, who's in a simple offensive slump for half the season, okay? Ooh. Bam Adebayo, new DeAndre Jordan. Bam Adebayo, screwing the pooch after getting the bag.
I'll see y'all when I see y'all.